I've said all along they want us to trust them and do what they say. They say follow the rules, and so we should, but they need our trust, and you don't win trust with institutionalized dodginess. By midday, we'll know one of two things. Either we'll know some of the truth, or we'll know the morality of this government if it continues to be slippery. And this will be a big part of what unfolds in the next 3.5 hours. The Herald Sun today has a copy of an extraordinary promotional video made by staff, senior staff in the Department of Jobs, Precincts and Regions. It was made as a morale booster. All these public servants telling themselves what a great job they've done running hotel quarantine. And there's been some debate going on, quite some debate. Was it this department? Was it the Department of Health in charge? Well, this is the boss, the chief executive of Global Victoria, Gonal Zerbest, kicking it all off on this video. Remember, we still don't really know who was in charge of this disaster. We still don't know who let the quarantine system leak with those dodgy security guards, a leak that has put Victoria back into crisis, cost lives, cost jobs, cost businesses, holding the whole country back. The Premier himself said the other day he doesn't know who's responsible. Well, this might help him. Have a listen to Gonal Zerbest, the Chief Executive of Global Victoria.
We've been thinking about this as a one massive inbound super trade mission, which just keeps rolling, and so it's been a really exciting project. As of today, we have 16 hotels that are live, and we have about 6,000 people who have gone through the quarantining process. Every day throws up different and interesting challenges, and one of the things that I've enjoyed the most is the fact that we get to deal with so many different stakeholders. So whether it be working with Skybus, or whether it's working with Melbourne Airport, Border Force, the different security teams, VicPol, hotel management, but most of all, it's dealing with people. And I think one of the things that makes Global Victoria staff so suited for this is that, you know, when we talk about trade, it's a business about relationships. And so we've been able to really, you know, lean in and use the passion and empathy that the Global Victoria team has to be able to provide a really great service to all of those people that are going through quarantine.
One super trade mission. Well, she seems to nail it. Perhaps it's in bravado, but she was himself in charge of everything. Security, speaking to security firms, dealing with the police. Premier should listen to that. She's also in no doubt what their role was to slow the spread of the virus.
It's been a really interesting and complex project, but something that I think we'll look back and really think about as something that's been really rewarding. And the fact that we've been able to help slow the spread of coronavirus makes us feel really proud of the work that we're doing.
Slow the spread. Look, maybe she was overselling their role. Certainly didn't work. And the health department must have been in there somewhere. But what really comes home in this video, nobody's talking about security. Nobody's talking about infection control. It's all about delivering food and being nice to passengers. These public servants are used to being in charge of junkets, of promotional conferences. Suddenly they were running a life and death process. Now, they were delighted with themselves. Who the hell put them in charge of it? They were delighted with themselves. This video was made late April. May 27, we had the first positive case amongst staff in hotel quarantine. 28th of May the 2nd, 30th of May, six staff infected. The virus is off and running. So within weeks of them saying how great they were, the disaster was unfolding. There's more to it as well. Nobody mentioned security. Were these people responsible for it? Did anybody have the faintest clue about infection control? Who was in charge of infection control? And who made the decision to put this lot in charge, really, used to running trade conferences? Where was the military, Australian Defence Forces? These people, with due respect, they're used to pushing pens and gland handling people at conferences. If they are in charge, as they say they were, they never should have been. Where was the military? Every other state used them. Even the logistics, they say they handled so well, not really. In the very early days of this, I believe in one case, at one hotel, there were 160 rooms were booked. Three people needed them. Three people turned up to use them. Another time they booked 60. 11 people turned up. Now, even by their own guidelines, that's an appalling waste of money. I'm told further some hotels were so worried about lax security they used their own. And it's not over. The Australian newspaper reports today continuing problems in quarantine in Melbourne. Now, all these questions should be answered today, but I'll bet you London to a brick they're not. Hope I'm wrong. I hope they're answered. But the video, this little promotional video, finishes, and I bet the minister wishes they'd never made it. I wonder if there's another one perhaps sitting in the health department somewhere. But this video finishes with this. Remember, the quarantine system was farcical. It was based on everything other than security. It was based on everything other than infection control. The military, who ran it superbly in every other state, not allowed through the door, heaven knows why. The system leaked. The virus is rampant. It's rampant because this system leaked. And to a large extent, that's the reason it's rampant. This is how your public servants finish their little orgy of self-congratulation.
I think we should all feel really proud of the way that we've gone about this. We have such great, passionate, empathetic team.
I'm really pleased to be involved in it.
I'm really proud of the work that the team's done.
It's been such a privilege to be involved in a project which is really making a difference.
Thanks to everyone. It's really been a great team effort.
Yeah, you didn't do well, guys. Somewhere, somehow, somebody stuffed up. Badly, very badly. We'll get to calls in a moment. 96900 693 13 13 32. Anybody who went through hotel quarantine, if you're in there quarantined for a couple of weeks, if you worked in it, on the edge of it, you can go to Air Anonymously, the inside story. 96900 693 13 13 32.